You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate's with me in the studio, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone by Lower Town Arts and Music Festival co-directors from Terra Cottage Ceramics in Lower Town. It's Victoria and Michael Terra. Welcome back to Sounds Good.
Oh, hi, Tracy.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Well, gee, honey, should we do the co-director scream?
Okay, here we go.
not a surprising response.
Actually, you know, our hair is still attached. We're still mostly touching the ground when we walk, so it's, you know, it's
sleeping, though. Sleeping has been really, really hard.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We figure we can sleep next week.
Well, Friday and Saturday are here before you know it, and I reckon you guys will probably, you might be in action already, but I guess Thursday is when everything really starts ramping up.
Yeah, yesterday we went and we were putting out some signage, and the stage is already set up, and it's exciting.
It is. Though, you know, what people see on Thursday and then Friday and Saturday is really the tip of the iceberg. The rest of the iceberg, which people don't see, is the 8 months of preparation and volunteers and donations and coordination that all went in so that when it pops its little head up on Thursday, people go, oh, look, there's a festival. How nice.
And, you know, I've noticed from some of the artists I've met who are attending that at least the ones I just chose are award winners in other big-time festivals around the country.
Oh, yes. We are so fortunate that they chose us because people who do this for a living, and Michael and I are those people as well, you know, there are a lot of shows to choose from. And there are a lot of reasons why, you know, you choose this show over that show. And they chose us. They chose to come to Paducah, and they keep choosing to come to Paducah.
We get a number of return artists, and about 30% of the artists that apply, the new artists that apply in any year, write down that they've applied because they've been referred by another artist. So it's just part of our region's growing national recognition as a place for the arts.
We lure them in with hospitality.
It's our
it's evil plan.
It's those cookies, right?
Cookies, good coffee, yeah. Big hugs.
We call it Paducah hospitality.
Okay, so set the scene with us. The streets are full of artist booths, and see if you can. I'd love to hear, like, do you remember when I was growing up, they used to have American history in 60 seconds or less, and there would be this staccato voice just going through all of the big events? So I thought we could get you to do the same for the artists who are coming in terms of their genres, not necessarily their names. Go.
Okay. ceramics, sculpture.
Mixed media.
Mm-hmm. Photography.
Painting, yeah.
Watercolor.
Jewelry.
Boutique. Food. 17 different kinds of food artists.
Yeah, Schlafly Beer.
Yeah,
Glisten Winery.
Mm.
Ooh, we have...
Bent Willow Furniture.
Yep. We have River City Poetry doing Balcony Theater.
The Laugh Tent. Laugh Improv Sessions.
We have
demos.
The Muralists. The Wall Dogs are going to be creating an art car on site.
That's right. Was that 60 seconds? I think we used our set. We can ruin the set.
I felt like we were on the spot.
Well, let's talk about the music, too. You certainly have a wild selection this year, and great selection. I'm not saying wild.
But
I'm just saying.
Paducah Symphony does such a thoughtful job, and every year it gets better.
I love the fact that we have a group that is using steel bands for original compositions, so you get that whole steel band sound but it's not just Jamaican lounge music.
That interview you did the other day, Kate, with Jonathan, and I'm assuming it was Jonathan Scales that you were talking to. Oh, my gosh. I loved that piece that was played.
Well, I think that he's a real up-and-comer in the unusual music who's going to be a big hit across the genres kind of person. But, you know, I haven't been able to speak with Dennis Stromat and L'Esprit Creole, which is a really wonderful, I think it's a trio, performing music of the French who settled the Mississippi, from Cajuns on up to Canada. Really interesting.
How lucky are we?
Well, that's just cool. Yeah. You know, it's river music. And then you've got old and dear favorites like Lujiton and 61 South. Mm-hmm. Wow. Those are just crowd pleasers.
Yeah. And the Paducah Symphony again this year.
Yeah.
They're actually,
With the jazz ensemble and the youth and children's chorus.
I know.
The youth orchestra.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra. Definitely novelty.
How can you not hear all of this and just be proud to be in the Paducah area? I mean, it just fills my cup to just be surrounded by so much outrageous talent.
Well, in fact, the deal is it's all free, too. And by the way, we've got to say, you know, we're looking forward to broadcasting the Saturday night shows starting at 7 from here. So we'll have Duke of Uke and Bon on the air for sure. We're looking forward to that. Tracy's going to be hosting with John McMillan of Music from the Front Porch. We've said it now, so it has to be true, right?
Right. And we have you guys being the MCs.
I think that's outrageous.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Idea.
And so when your MCs have to say all those little blippy things, Michael and I wrote some of those.
I know where to find you. That's okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And you know something, we've neglected touching upon children's activities.
Oh.
No, we haven't neglected. We just haven't got there yet. We have a long list of things.
60 seconds.
Karen Hammond of Purchase Area Family Magazine, she coordinates and sponsors the Children's Pavilion, and it is incredible.
They have their own stage. They'll have everything from a musical instrument petting zoo to an actual exotic animals event.
Yeah.
Magicians, karaoke,
and
theater.
Right, and the craft, the Yeiser sponsors. Yeah, the Yeiser does, the Quilt Museum, the McCracken County Library. They all come out and give their time to create stuff for the kids.
And to calm them down, you're offering?
Lots of sugary drinks. No.
we have yoga.
There you go.
Children's yoga.
Nicole Brown is going to be doing the children's yoga. That's pretty neat.
If there's anybody on the planet that is more soothing than Nicole Brown, I don't know.
Hard to imagine who it might be.
But really, the intention is to inspire. Turn the kids on. Let's turn on some creative light bulbs.
Amen to that.
Now,
logistically, what do our listeners need to know before they arrive?
They need to logistically remember that they could come wearing clothes, but other than that, they need nothing. We have food, we have beverages, we have things to listen to, things to see, things to do. A lot of demonstrations, a lot of hands-on. All you need to do is just
have your wallet
and have your wallet.
Yep.
And Paducah Bank has got an ATM a block away.
Mm-hmm.
Right down.
Yep.
Seventh.
There's plenty of parking all around the festival. Parking has never been a major issue.
Do the coordinates for the festival, because the festival streets are closed.
They are. It's seven blocks long. It is 7th Street and 6th Street from Monroe to Harrison, and it is Madison from 8th Street to 5th Street. So there's a map at our website.
If you put in your GPS, 7th and Monroe, you will be right at one of the gates of the festival,
yep.
And you'll find parking and start from there.
Yeah, Paducah Bank lets people park in their parking lot.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And there are facilities on the festival grounds as well.
Yes, plenty of bathrooms. We have got the best bathrooms. They belong to the city, and they let us use them, and they're air-conditioned.
And they have
running water.
Yeah, they have washing hand stations.
Yeah, people compliment
us. Yes, I think they're quite elegant, actually. And
they were, you know what they're part of? They're part of the pillow. That the city had to get for the quilters.
Yes.
So thank you, quilters.
You know, there you go. Thank you, city fathers.
Yeah.
Okay, one parting shot. In addition to all of this happening, all of the galleries are open.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All of the neighborhood galleries are open.
And we'll have big gallery signs that give you good guideposts as to who is going to be open, but everybody from Dixie Leather to Morris Studios.
And Pinecone Gallery will be
Gallery,
open.
Judine will be open.
Yep, Ephemera will be open.
Ephemera, yeah.
Yep.
Keisha Hausman, it's just rich. It's just wonderful and rich. And this will be, you'll spend the entire day here.
2 days.
It will be great.
Friday and Saturday, be at the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival in Lower Town, Paducah. See more about
right.
it at lowertownamf.com.
Right.
You got it, Kate.
All right, starting at 3 on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday.
And going until 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. And there are after parties, but we're going to have Randy Bryant on Thursday to talk about that.
Oh, terrific.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, kids.
Oh, thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Michael
thank
and Victoria.
Tracy, Kate. Bye.
Michael and Victoria Terra co-direct the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival.